Hello, hello. Yes, it's Omani. I'm back. Hey. I know. Charge it to my mind, not my heart, y'all. It has been a while. I get it. Don't be the messenger. Don't hurt me. Just receive me with love. Sometimes we gotta take a break, guys. I have not really been on break. I have just been absent from the podcast, but I've been doing podcasts. I've been traveling. God has, you know, done some great things and doing some great things in my life as well. And I pray that He's doing the same in yours. You know, a lot of, you know, people have transitioned in my family, friends, things of that nature. So God has truly been stretching His kingdom and his daughter in particular. And I just want to tell you guys, I am so glad to be back. We have some lessons today. It is so like surreal to like, you can hear the smiling of me going from ear to ear as I'm talking to you guys. But it is so good to say these wonderful words. Hello and welcome to another episode of PEP, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, where we explore how to live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Yes. Well, in this episode, we'll be talking about the biblical role of a wife. Now, this is a series that a lot of us, these independent, I don't like that word, but these women that have this weight on their shoulders where they feel, as done and been taught, that you can't depend on nobody else but yourself. And you're going to be all right, and you need to marry up, and you know, you need to marry, you know, financially up. That's what I mean by that. But we're gonna talk about some tough stuff today. I'm not gonna keep you guys long today because, you know, this is the first episode. This is the first episode back. So I wanna do a little easy, but God has been dealing with me to talk about this. You know, being married 25 years to the same handsome. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Good man that keeps his wife in check. Yes, he does. He spoils me, but he also keeps me in check, and that's what I prayed for. So I thank God for my man, my Mr. Timothy Andrew Harrell. That's right. I gave the whole government name. Jesus Lord, he gonna get me. But I thank God for him. I really do. So we'll be talking about the biblical role of wife and how understanding this role can help us strengthen our lives and our households. We'll also be exploring how to find a healthy work-life balance as a woman. And that's a key thing. I think that's something that we as women, a lot of us call each other superwomen. We are super. Everyone is super. Everyone has supernatural powers. If you know, you really want to tap into those powers, because we are creation. We are creation, and we are created by the great and only Creator, right? So because of that, we have supernatural powers. But those supernatural powers also, if you look at any Superman, any superhero, I would say, they have a weakness. I'm about to tap into some things here. Oh, geez, let me get some of this coffee real quick. Hold on. Yes, Lord. And sometimes our weaknesses overcast our strengths because we have a tendency not to ask for help. So it's always good to have a team. I will say that. But I digress. The biblical role of wife. Now, I'm not trying to make y'all, you know, when we hear this submissive thing and, you know, how I'm not submitting to no man and da 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 da. That word has been used as a subservient posture when in reality, it really means to reverence and honor. A wife and her role, a woman's role to a man, to her husband, is so intricate. There was a pastor many years ago, he's passed on, but he said something. He said something so prolific. We are multipliers. Women are multipliers. I don't care. You know, I was just listening to a pastor yesterday, and he broke it down. You know, he didn't go into depth, but we as women are carriers of life. We incubate the life. The life is given by man, and until we understand how that works and respect our roles, because a lot of us don't know our roles, and I get it, because we weren't taught. And to the elder women, I want to say I understand why you couldn't teach us, because you didn't know. But ladies, may I just talk to the ladies right here? You gotta let that go. You gotta let it go. You must let the, my mama wasn't there, or it was just me and my mama, and she was my mother and my father, and da 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 da, and all this other stuff. One, she can't be your father. She'll never be your father. She's not anatomically made to be your father. Her brain does not function as a man's brain does. The chromosomes don't even connect like that. She is your mother. Now, she may have strong attributes and characteristics and personalities of what a masculine person is supposed to look like, but she can't be your father. She can only be your mother. And some of us miss the mark. And to those women that have, and I don't know why God is going this way, but, and this was supposed to be short, for those women that felt as though mom, their mother, either weren't there, they were there but not present, did not take the time out to say I love you and I'm proud of you, I'm going to say in proxy to them, daughter, I am proud of you. You have the best of me. No, I did not do everything right by you, but you brought me beautiful grandchildren, if you have children, and you have been successful way better than what I would have done it. Daughter, I am proud of you for being a wonderful daughter. You tried and you are still trying. And all I ask in proxy now, all I ask is that you allow me to try to be a better mother to you as an adult than I was to you as a child. Please forgive me. Some of you women don't even have the opportunity to reconcile with your mothers because they are no longer on this earth. They have gone with the Lord. Or they are asleep. Some of you don't even know who your mothers are, or the ones that gave you birth. And some of us have mothers that did not give birth to us, but took on the role of mother. And to you ladies, I want to say thank you. And this is so weird because I'm just getting a revelation. This is the week before Mother's Day. Wow. Okay, Lord, I hear you. I just want to tell all the ladies and to the grandmothers, happy and blessed Mother's Day. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right, grandmoms, nanas, mimas, mias, my moms, whatever you call your grandmother, we're going to get it right. We are. This generation has it. We got it. We just need some more direction. We need more women like myself that's going to call it out for what it is and admit that, no, we're not perfectly made. But we are righteous in God's eyes, and that's what makes us perfect. And one thing that we're going to learn, Lord, and grandmoms, and moms, and sisters, and aunties, aunts, we call them aunts, some people say aunties, we're going to get in our roles, and we're going to understand what those roles are. So I think that this may be more than just a one-part conversation. I might even bring some ladies on the call to just have a conversation, and maybe it's time to have you ladies talk back to me, because it's a need. No, I didn't have it right when I first walked into marrying my husband. I was young, and then a couple of years later, we had these two people come. You know, three years later, I think it was, we had a crew. You know, come, my two daughters. You know, I had miscarried before my eldest, and I didn't. You know, man telling me, you know, doctor saying you can't have kids, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm pregnant. Coming off of a training while I was in the Marine Corps. So it is what it is. It is what it is. We just gotta be focused. Not just focused, but we have to just be a woman. Be feminine. It's okay to be girly. I'm telling you, it's so funny. I was in the Marine Corps for almost 17 years, and the last 3 years, I got out of the Marine Corps and then wound up going back in the Army Reserves. I guess I didn't have enough of the military. And I was so girly. I still am. People were like, you sure you was in the Marine Corps? If I didn't see these pictures, I wouldn't have believed you went through basic treatment. Because I'm a girly girl. I'd like eyelashes and hair and cute little shoes and demure, you know, dresses and little frilly stuff. Sometimes it irritates the heck out of my husband, but that's what he loves about me. I'm a lady. My husband don't want anybody rough around the edges. That's the case. Then, you know, it's like living and I am a tomboy. I love to get dirty. Let's not get that twisted. I don't mind dirt. I don't like bugs, but you know, I've been out in the brush. I've been in the forest. I know how to do that stuff. I just choose not to. Right? Okay. I think I said enough. This is a long podcast. The biblical role of a wife. In the Bible, we see that the wife has a very important role in the household. Ephesians 5:22-24 says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands." I need y'all to hear that part. "Your own husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. This does not mean that a wife should be subservient to her husband, but rather than she should respect him as the head of the household. That means those decisions that you don't like running past him, you better run past him. I'm just saying.
your husband can, there's only blessings that only can come from the head, that are activated by the woman. I'm just saying. Excuse me. Proverbs 31 is often cited as an example of a virtuous wife, but there are many other examples of wives, and the reason why I say that is because everybody wants to be a Proverbs 31 woman. I want to be a Proverbs 5:19 woman. Y'all look that up. Proverbs 5:19. Look that up. That's the kind of wife I want to be. But there are many other examples of wives in the Bible who played important roles in their households. For example, Abigail in 1 Samuel 25 was a wise and discerning wife who saved her husband from making a disastrous decision, finding a work-life balance. When we talk about those things, and when we talk about making sure that we're a Proverbs 31 woman, no one has truly showed us. There is a whole generation of women, and I want to talk to you women, and I want to be able to empower you right now. There's a whole group of women for the last 20 years that have never, ever truly seen a Proverbs 31 woman, let alone a Proverbs 5:19 woman. And I want to be here to help you in that walk. I want to help show you how to get to that point. So when it's time for the man of God to truly be in your life and for him to truly love on you, it'll be bliss. You'll be a true demonstration to your children and to others, where they will ask for true support, not to those women that say, "Oh girl, if it was me, I would leave him." Well, that's why you by yourself, why am I asking you? You want to be able to sharpen one another like iron, for real. As women, it can be difficult to balance our roles as wives, mothers, and career women. Now, remind you, these are titles. These are positions as women that we carry. But what about Omani? I'm a mother, I'm an apostle, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister. But what about Omani, the daughter of a king? What about my needs, right? We have to understand our identity first before we carry on all these other roles. It's important to remember that our first priority should always be our relationship with God and then our families. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears her down." That means when you speak ill to your children and ill to your husband, "Oh, he ain't doing that, he ain't about nothing." No man wants to come home to that. He's dealt with it, and if he's a man of color, Jesus, if he is a man of color, he's a black man, he's already going through the fight just to get through the day without opening his mouth and losing his job that provides for you. And then he comes home and you have, "I'm tired, I don't feel like cooking, I don't want to do this, I ain't got time for this, I don't want to do this, oh my goodness, the kids are getting on my nerves." Sometimes just give them 30 minutes. You know what I do? And I'm going to use this as an example. And this one is a long one. I'm going to keep on saying that, but that's okay. I'm retired now. And I believe my husband's just a little tiny jealous because he has to still go out there and work. And I thank God that he does. And God has blessed me to be able to retire and we still be able to sustain our way of life because we live very comfortably. That being said, and when my husband gets home, first of all, I cook. I cook from scratch every day. Now, there's days where I just don't feel like cooking, so I'll call my husband and I'll text him like, "Babe, pick up something from Father Light." And it's a Vietnamese place and we love it because it has soups and it's very rich, you know. That being said, he'll come home, he'll get that, and as soon as he gets home, I remove myself from the room. I say hello. I don't ask him how his day was. I don't do none of that. I just give him his 30 minutes. He got to get that off of him, just like you do. We have to be aware of what we're doing, ladies, because we can tear down our own house, as it says in Proverbs 14:1. This suggests that we should focus on building up our households and our relationships with our loved ones. At the same time, it is important to pursue our passions and talents outside of the home. We can do this in a way that honors our families by setting healthy boundaries and prioritize our time. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." This reminds us that there is a time for work and a time for rest. And I did rest from you guys. 3 steps to strengthening your household. I wanted to give y'all some things, some little tidbits to take home and challenge you to do something. 1, prioritize your relationship with God. Make time for prayer, Bible study, and worship, and involve your family in these activities as much as possible. Communicate with your spouse. Have regular conversations about goals and priorities, and work together to make decisions that honor God and strengthen your household. 3, set healthy boundaries. We all need them. We all need them. Prioritize your time and energy, and don't be afraid to say no to commitments that don't align with your values and goals. In conclusion, guys, understanding our biblical roles as wives can help us build a strong and healthy household. By finding a healthy work-life balance and prioritizing our relationship with God and our families, we can live purposeful and fulfilling lives. Again, guys, this is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Thank you for joining. I will definitely see you guys next time. Bye-bye.